CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, I hate to be a nagging wife, but do you realize what time it is? If you don't put the paper down and finish your breakfast.
Oh, golly, yeah, it is late, isn't it? Oh, for heaven's sake. Who's calling us at this hour of the morning?
Mr. Toasty, I can reach the phone.
Yeah, you get it.
Hello? What?
Who is it?
Yes, it is. Who's calling?
Who is it?
Oh, for heaven's sake. Yes, of course we will. Yes, we will. Our daughter's calling us from camp and reversing the charges.
Betsy's charges? What's it from just out there?
10 cent cork. You won't even spend a dime after not even writing us for 2 weeks. Hello? Yes.
Yeah,
how are you, dear?
Hey, let me talk to my girl, too.
Yes.
Let me talk to
her. Yes, dear.
What'd she say?
What is that, darling? Say it again. Well, Daddy and I were driving out there to get you this afternoon when he got home from work.
What's the matter? She want to stay on longer?
Well, I don't know, dear, because Daddy and I had made hold on. Let me ask Daddy.
What?
She doesn't want us to come and get her. She wants to come back in today with Marjorie Lundell.
Marjorie Lundell? Is Ann driving out to get Marjorie today?
Well, yes, I knew she was doing that, but... Betsy! Does Mrs. Lundell know that Marjorie asked you to ride back to town with him? Oh. Well, why doesn't she... I see.
Why?
Uh-huh.
No, I thought it'd be kind of fun to drive out to camp and get her. I'd like to...
Well, Daddy and I sort of thought it'd be kind of fun to drive out to camp and get to dinner. We kind of look forward to...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I see.
What?
Yes, all right. Well, I'll call Mrs. Lundell.
Wait a minute. Let me talk to Betsy.
Dear, hold on. Daddy wants... Hello.
Yeah,
hello. Yeah. Well, there's the breakfast bell. Goodbye, she screamed and hung up.
She hung up?
And Anne knows nothing about this driving back home arrangement. I'm supposed to call her to save Marjorie making another phone call.
What'd she say when you said we wanted to come out and get her?
She said, I'd rather come home with Marjorie.
Oh. Well, anyhow, after 2 weeks, it'll be good to have a home again, huh?
Yes, I'll plan a nice dinner and have sort of a welcome home party.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Well, you know, it's kind of hot downtown today. I thought I'd better shower and shave, spruce up a little bit to welcome my daughter home.
Oh, and you're wearing the sports shirt Betsy gave you for your birthday. She's going to be so tickled.
Yeah.
You see, you're finally wearing it.
Yeah, I thought this was a good chance to wear. You know, she kept asking me when I was going to wear it.
I know she does.
That I was saving it for a special occasion. So, this is it. Hey, you look kind of dolled up for the occasion, too.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it silly? Instead of her being away just 2 weeks at camp, you'd think we were welcoming her home from a year in Europe or something, wouldn't you? How's the dining room look? What do you think?
Oh, hey.
That's nice, doesn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful.
She loves paper streamers, so I thought I'd just decorate a bit, you know.
A bit?
Yeah, well, I come down from the...
Boy, you outdid yourself. Looks like a wedding reception or something.
Yeah,
she'll be delighted. Well, we're all ready. Where the heck is a guest of honor, huh?
Well, Ann Lundell said she was picking up Marjorie and Betsy at camp about 4 o'clock. And as soon as she got the car loaded up, you know, they'd start right back to town, but it shouldn't take this long. See, what time is it anyhow? What have you got?
Well, Betsy only had a duffel bag and a suitcase, didn't she?
Yes, and I suppose that's what Marjorie had. Well, I think I should get Bobby up from his nap. I put him to bed late so he could stay up later and have dinner with us.
No. Let him sleep. When you wake him up, he always gets cranky, you know.
Well, got dinner started. Much as I could do, you know, before they came home. I have a nice steak, and I thought you could cook that on the outdoor grill. Want to do that?
Mm-hmm, sure.
And then I bake Betsy's favorite cake. I got to put that this afternoon.
Oh, there she is. Come on. Oh, boy.
I'm
away. Oh, my God. Hi. Well, there's my girl. Wonderful to have you home.
Thank you, Ann, for bringing her home.
No trouble. I'm
going to
drive out for Marjorie and
Yes, sure. Well, hi there, Betsy. How's Daddy's girl? Hey, come back here.
I'm going to show Marjorie my playhouse.
Well, wait a minute. At least say hello to her.
Let her go. She's got plenty to do unloading the car. You should see what your daughter brought home from camp. But what's with all these various bottles and cans and boxes, Ann?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. Here, this is Betsy's duffel bag.
Take it from Ann.
I'll get it.
Lift that heavy thing in. I hope we haven't taken anything that's Marjorie's now.
No. You know, when I got to the camp, the girls were waiting at the entrance.
Yes.
And they were frantic that I'd get their things mixed up.
So
I put all Betsy's in the trunk, and I loaded Marjorie's accumulation in the back seat.
Okay, I got everything out of the trunk.
Yeah, fellas, come on in, Ann.
No, camp. Gotta get home. Marjorie! Come on now, we're going.
Betsy, come on. Marjorie has to get home. Well, thank you again, Ann, for bringing her home. My, we've certainly missed her.
Well, she certainly has not missed us.
Well,
you know, I can see that this is the first year you've had a daughter at camp. This is Marjorie's third year. They don't miss you at all.
Yes, I know.
You know, you've got other surprises, too.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Now, come on. Marjorie, will you get in the car? You'll see.
I'm sure I will. Thanks again, Ann.
Goodbye.
So long. Goodbye,
Dee. Oh, boy. Well, here we are. I guess we'll get all the stuff in the house. Come on, everybody grab something.
All right,
Mommy, can I go down to Susie Owens?
You just got home.
You
haven't seen her for two weeks, dear.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Susie for 2 weeks either. I want to tell her about being at camp.
Well, why don't you tell us about being at camp?
Well, not dear. Maybe you know, if she wants to go down to Allen's for a few minutes, I'll...
No, by golly. Your mother's planned a nice dinner and fixed everything up nice for you. Went to a lot of trouble and decorated the dining room
Tell her, dear. About that, I'm funny. That just be a surprise.
Well, all right, I'm sorry, but I'll be darned if she's going to go gadding off to the Elwins the minute she gets home.
Aw, gee whiz.
Now, you just take that look off your face now.
Here.
Well...
Now, let's not quarrel. I mean... Isn't it all the way we planned it, dear?
Yes.
I mean, all Daddy means, Betsy, is that, well, my goodness, you've been gone 2 weeks, and we certainly missed you, didn't we, Daddy? My goodness, every day Daddy's saying, well, it doesn't seem like the same place with Betsy gone. And we just love having you home again. Don't we, Daddy?
Well, sure. Yes.
Did you have a wonderful time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to hear all about it. But did you?
Oh, I don't know. It was just camp.
Well, no point standing in the driveway talking about it. Let everybody pick up something and get all the stuff in the house. Come on.
Be careful with that box. It has my snake in it.
Yes, snake?
Oh, Mommy.
Well, it is not going in the house. Now, if you have acquired a zoo, you will keep them in your place.
Don't act that way. When I used to come home from camp, I always brought things, too. What do you got here?
I've got the most beautiful, great big black spider in that plastic bottle. Oh, Mother, he's beautiful. Want to see it?
No.
And I've got some big June bugs and some lightning bugs, and I've got the cutest little mole.
Mole? Let him back, we got thousands of moles ruining our lawn right now. Certainly don't need any more moles.
But I've never caught one here, and he's so cute. You have to hang on to him by his tail because they bite.
Mole.
Right. I've got him in a big box with lots of dirt and fun to watch him bone.
Didn't you bring home anything new that isn't alive?
Uh-huh. I made some potholders for you, and I made a basket in basket weaving, and I made a leather coin purse, and I carved a dog out of a bar of soap.
Well, that's something.
Well, Daddy, you bring her suitcase and a duffel bag in the house.
Yeah,
in fact, you might as well put everything in the laundry room. I'm sure everything she took is dirty. And then we are going out.
Oh, I don't have too many dirty clothes, Mommy. I was very careful.
What do you mean?
I was careful not to get everything dirty.
But that doesn't matter, dear. I very carefully figured out just exactly how many clean clothes you'd need for 2 weeks.
Well, everything smelled funny.
Smell funny?
What? Our counselor said it was mildew or something.
Oh. You take your spiders and snakes and bugs down to your playhouse, and Daddy, you bring the duffel bag and the suitcase in the house right away. I'd better go over everything at once. Mildew.
Oh, boy. Now, for Pete's sake, calm down. Now, don't say anything to Betsy.
Don't say anything.
No.
As far as I can figure out, she wore the same pair of shorts and the same jersey for 2 weeks. She didn't even change her sheets or her pillowcase. Here, look at this. Look, in the bottom of her duffel bag are all the clean clothes. The clean sheets, the clean towels, the clean washcloth. She used the same towel and washcloth for 2 weeks.
All right. It didn't kill her.
What do the counselors at camp think? What kind of a mother must they think I am? This raincoat. This whip.
Oh, phew. Well, look, get it away, will you? That smells terrible.
Mildew. She got it wet. Apparently just rolled it in a ball and put it under her bed. Now this raincoat is ruined. It's ruined. Look at it. Just look at it. I said, just throw out this towel and washcloth. Imagine her using this towel. I don't even like to pick it up with two fingers.
Well, look, now, don't say anything. Look, it rained.
Don't say anything.
No, now. She meant all right. It rained a lot. Things got damp.
After the way I have brought her up, and at home here. At home, she has a fit if something is the least bit dirty. She won't even wear the same shorts and jersey for 2 days. Oh, here. Her navy blue outfit seems to have been worn, too. Well, even so, that's only two outfits in 2 weeks.
Well, the dark navy blue and the dark brown doesn't show the dirt. Yeah, look, she was busy having a good time.
Well, Anne said I was in for some more surprises. I see what she meant. When I think of how we stayed up half the night getting her clothes ready, washing and ironing and putting name tags on, all the shopping we did. I don't think she even opened this duffel bag with all the clean things. I don't think she even opened it.
Oh, Mommy, the dining room is beautiful.
There now. Dad, don't say anything about the clothes. Now, let's try to get off on a better foot and make her glad that she is back home.
Oh, here she comes.
Hi, honey. Well.
Oh, Mommy, the dining room is just beautiful.
Is it, dear?
With all the streamers and everything. Did you do all that just for me?
Yes, I did all that just for you. Just to say welcome home.
Welcome home to
we
our girl.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
Oh, that's all right, darling. You're welcome.
Now, you see. Notice anything special about me?
You're wearing the shirt I gave you for your birthday. Do you really like it, Daddy?
She noticed like it. I saved it, didn't I, for a special occasion? You know, didn't I say I would?
Honey, it's nice to go away, but it's nice to get back home, isn't it?
Yes, dear.
You
really
bet it
really
is.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Sarah Hawkins speaking.